This is Tweetminster at the Red Twistmas tweet-up for Labour tweeters here at Walkers of Whitehall. And with me are a number of MPs. I'm going to try and get a boo from each of them and tie it in together, starting with Andrew Gwynn, Gwynn MP. It's nice to meet you. It's been a big year for the Labour Party, a big change from how the year started. How's the year ending for you?
Well, it's ending a lot better than it started for me, given that I had personal health problems, so I was out of action for pretty much the start of 2010. But from a political point of view, it's quite depressing being in opposition, because we see a lot of the good work that the Labour government did starting to be undone by this coalition.
And from the standpoint of here tonight, we have a warm crowd of very interested Labour supporters and Labour social media users. Do you think social media made a big difference to Labour this year?
I think it did, and I think that it will continue to make a big difference as we approach future elections, because more people are utilising new technologies, and I think that the challenge for the Labour Party is to make sure we're at the forefront of that.
And finally, what's your predictions for next year? What's your New Year's resolution going to be?
To try and get Labour back into power.
Thank you, Andrew. Joining us now is Graham Jones, Labour MP and whip. Graham, what's this like for you as a whip? Is a tweet up a chance for too many messages, mixed messages to get out there? Or are you very happy to have social media enjoying themselves down here in the pub at Christmas?
Very happy to see people all together mixing and talking politics. And I think that tweeting is a vital part of politics these days.
Now, I've been asking Andrew earlier what his view of the year has been. It's been a big change this year. What are you looking forward to in 2011?
We've got to hold the government to account, as we have been doing throughout this year, but I think we've got to get out there more in the media. We've got to use social media to hold the government to account on the streets and in constituencies rather than just in Parliament.
Now, Eric Pickles earlier this year said that we should be using Twitter to hit our councils and attack them with participatory budgeting and a chance for us to vote on every decision. Do you think that's a good plan? Are we going to see more of that coming out of this government?
Well, if they did, I think it'd be bonkers. I don't think you can have voting via Twitter, but so Eric needs to rethink that. But I do think there's a place for Twitter in contacting people, in sending messages, in generally participating in democracy.
Thank you very much indeed. Joining us now is Vernon Coker. Vernon, obviously you've moved from position education to see the world of education changing a lot. What's your view of this year? Has it gone well, and what are your hopes for 2011?
Well, we thought, obviously it's been an election year, and we were disappointed with the election result we lost. But I think what we did do was to actually stop the Tories from winning the election, and I don't think any of us would have predicted before the election to expect the Liberals to cozy up to the Tories and get into bed with them. And so from that point of view, it's been disappointing, but I think the way the party has responded to that loss has been fantastic. People have come together. We had a leadership election. People supported different people in that election, but it was conducted in a good way, in a good spirit, and we've now got Ed Miliband as the leader, and everyone determined to get behind him and work for the future. Of course, I've moved from schools, but if we talk about schools, we saw straight after the election the Tories rushing through the academies bill, which was a complete perversion really of our academies policy, moving it from a concentration on schools that were underperforming in areas of social deprivation to outstanding schools. And we think that the reforms the Tories have put in very much run the risk of creating a two-tier education system. I've gone back now to a role I had in government as the policing, so I'm the shadow police minister. I'm just off to go there soon, and obviously today we've seen announced the crime commissioners, which again will have an elected individual telling a chief constable what to do. Again, very dangerous. But I think overall, you know, as I say, disappointing we lost the election, but I think we're all up for the fight. We're all up for standing hard and firm against what the Tories and the Liberals are doing, where we see and we'll see increasing division in our society. We'll see some of the poorest and most vulnerable paying the cost of the economic crisis which was brought about by the bankers. And I know that we'll all stand together and fight against that.
And Vernon, one last thing. What will your New Year's resolutions be?
My New Year's resolution will be, well, obviously from a personal point of view, to continue to enjoy life and make the most of it. But also from a political point of view, to redouble my efforts to ensure that I stand up for the people that I've been elected to represent, stand up for the people that the Labour Party and the broader Labour movement has always tried to represent, and fight for that fairer, more socially just and equal society that we all want.
Brennan Coker, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So with the festivities in full swing, we're going to tie up tonight's interview with Kerry McCarthy, MP, Bristol East, also, of course, former new media spokesperson for the last government. Kerry, it's been a big year, a year of changes. How do you view 2010?
Well, obviously, it was very disappointing losing the election, and we've had a real change of mindset getting into opposition. And it only really feels now that we're approaching the end of the year that we're becoming a fully functioning opposition, because obviously there was the leadership contest, took a while for people to settle into their new portfolios, and also it took a while for the government to actually start doing things. And I think now we've got, you know, the country is looking to us for leadership, really. They want to, you know, there's already real unhappiness at what the government is doing. If you look at the student protests, if you look at, say, disability groups and people across the country, and they're looking to us for political leadership. And I think, you know, we've obviously now really got to hit the ground running.
Okay, so that was 2010. What's 2011 going to hold for you?
Well, I mean, it's certainly going to be interesting political times. I mean, I'm a member of the Shadow Treasury team now, and obviously the economy is at the heart of everything, the whole debate about spending and whether the cuts are going too far, too fast, which is obviously what the Labour Party would say. And I think it's just really important that we convince the people out there that there is an alternative to what the government's doing, and sort of negate that whole line they're putting forward that these cuts were caused by the action of the Labour government, which if you look at the international situation, obviously isn't the case. And it's also just, you know, as an individual MP, it's fighting the corner for the people who've elected you. And, you know, I'm getting people coming to me every day that are really, really worried about the impact of what's happening, what impact it'll have on their families, on their jobs, on their livelihoods. So it's fighting their corner on that, yeah.
Is life very different in opposition?
It is different. You know, I mean, I was in the government whip's office before, so that was always quite regimented, quite a structure to your day. And I think that the key thing in opposition, you've got to be careful that you don't enjoy it too much in some ways, because it in some ways there's a luxury of not being, when you're in government you have to make tough decisions, and then you have to stand up and defend those perhaps tough and unpopular things that you've done. In opposition it's very easy to just go along with the flow and point the finger at people and sort of abdicate responsibility almost, and in some ways it's easier being in opposition than it is in government because of that. And I think it's really important that we don't settle into that opposition mode, and we're sort of very focused on taking back, getting back into government as soon as we can.
And is life easier because social media is easier when you're in opposition? Is it true what they say that opposition is poetry and government is prose?
I think that's true, actually. And, you know, obviously, if there's something controversial, if you're attacking something, if you're exposing somebody for doing something they shouldn't do, that is always going to get a lot more attention than if you're just flagging up something positive that's happened. But I do think social media is incredibly important. If you look at the difference between now and the early 80s, which everyone's comparing the period to, the fact that you can use social media to organise these demonstrations, these protests, and also to highlight what's going on. I mean, the fact that when all the kids were kettled in Whitehall the other day, they're all filming it on their phones and they're tweeting about the fact they're in the kettle. Yeah, that makes a big difference, and in terms of just spreading the word about things. And politicians have obviously got a role to play in keeping that dialogue going with the people that are doing that.
So obviously, I know you're very busy tonight, but one last question. What will your political New Year's resolution be?
Oh, blimey. I don't know. I think it's just to sort of, on the economic front, to really try to expose what the government's doing and really get that clear narrative across, really sort of hammer home to people just that there is an alternative to the condemned government's cuts.
And we can see lots more tweeting?
I don't think I'll stop tweeting, though. So I'll be carrying on, yeah.
Kerry McCarthy, thank you very much.